Hey friend, welcome to the Grief to Great Day podcast. Do you feel like you're going crazy? Is the shower the only place for you to really cry? Are you surrounded by people, but you still feel all alone? Do you want to be the you were before your loved one died, but you have no idea how to get there? I'm Steph Cabanis, Southern by choice, wife, turtle triathlete, Jesus follower, and fellow traveler in the journey of grief. I too struggled to breathe, questioned God and my faith, and thought I would never be happy again. But God took my brokenness and He turned it into a breakthrough. So if you're ready to understand how to navigate grief, lean into your faith, and take just one step towards healing, then bring your ugly cry, get into a comfortable place, even if that's your bed right now, and let the healing begin. Girl, there's hope for your future. Come on in the house and join me on that couch. I'm Steph, and this is Grief to Great Day. Thank you for being here. I know this is a podcast you did not want to have to search for, but I hope you always feel welcomed and heard through these episodes. Grief to Great Day is downloaded in over 100 different countries in almost all the continents. This should tell you that you're not alone as you walk out the hardest journey of your life. And it tells me that there's a need to talk about grief from a Christian perspective. If you're listening for the first time and you wonder who Monica is, well, she's the reason that Grief to Great Day exists. She died within 6 months of being diagnosed with stage 4 cancer, but her faith journey changed my life. It changed me. Her story could change you too. So if you want to learn more about dying to be healed, the book I wrote about her crazy faith and undeniable fortitude, go to my website, grief2greatday.com, and click on the book tab. In this podcast, we talk about understanding grief. Like, it's not just about being sad. We talk about how to get through the day when you got nothing left and how to grow your faith, even if you don't want to talk to God right now. So if you're just starting your journey, please know that life will change. It won't always hurt like this. It's important for you to grab a hold of that. So I'll say it again. Your life will change and it won't always hurt like this. This is not to say that you'll stop missing your loved one, because you won't. But you will be able to breathe, to laugh, and to live again. Usually when people lose a loved one, the discussion around the stages of grief comes up at some point. And one day I'm going to do an episode on the stages of grief, when and why they were created, and if they are useful today. But see, knowing what stage of grief you're in today doesn't help you get through the day. But there are three really important decisions you must make in your grief journey. And that's what we're going to be talking about today. These decisions aren't something that you might consciously think about, but in your actions, they're going to show you which way you have gone on that decision. The first two are helpful in the day-to-day living, and if you weren't a Christian, they would still apply. However, as a Christian, the last one is the most monumental decision you have to make, and the implications are critical to your daily life and your future on this earth. The decision of getting through one more is a must. Just get it in your head. One more second, one more minute, one more hour. All those are in the beginning. That's tied to never quitting. So the decision of getting through one more is so important. It breaks it down to doable chunks. When you're grieving, you want to quit constantly. I wanted to quit constantly, even though I didn't know what that even meant. But I wanted the pain, the pressure, and the darkness of it to be over. So you have to decide to, however you feel in the moment, not quit. So you just get through one more second. You get through one more minute. Over time, you get through one more hour. And to break that down a little further and be more practical, we'll move to number two, the second decision. The second decision looks like how you are with your feelings, your faith, and your fears. Feel what you feel, but never allow your emotions to become your truth. If your emotions are your true north, if you had a compass and that was your true north, you'd be in every direction because emotions change, so there would be no true north. Emotions in life are generally up and down, daily, sometimes hourly, but in grief, you are riding this vicious roller coaster where you're just holding on for dear life. So understand that feeling everything you feel is normal, but don't let those emotions keep you from doing the work of grief. You have to act above how you feel. You have to act above your fears. So pray, read, rise, focus on gratitude of what you still have. If you've heard this podcast for a while, you know pray, read, and rise are critical. You have to pray. You have to stay in connection with God and be reminded of who God is, His character, and the truth. You have to read the Bible, the Word of God. Rising means if you're tired, rest. If you're always tired, then you got to push at some point and get out of that bed. Focusing on gratitude, that doesn't mean you're grateful for what's happened. Of course you're not, but you still have things to be grateful for. Maybe a friend who took you out to coffee, a family member who calls to check on you, a smiling face when you walk into the church, being able to walk into a church. All these things are worthy of your gratitude. Now, if you feel like you have no support, then your actions would be to seek out help from friends or family or church, or seek out counseling. You seek out help with physical health, don't you? Then why aren't you doing it in grief? Acting above your feelings means you change your vocabulary. Remember, words have power. So it is time to get rid of forever, never, and I can't. This will never change. That's not true. But this is so hard right now. Is the rest of my life is going to suck. That's not true. This is a hard season and it sucks. Is I can't do it. That is not true. You can do all things through Christ. Those two decisions, they are important in the day-to-day grind of living through grief. And for my husband, I will recap what they are. The first one is just one more. Get through one more second, one more minute, one more hour. The second decision is that you have to acknowledge your feelings, acknowledge your emotions, but not live by them. So your actions can't be based on how you feel every moment. Now, there's one more decision you gotta make. And this one decision will change everything else. It's going to change you in the moment, and it's going to change you over time. And this decision, it will be your firm foundation through your shattering loss and in the rebuilding of your different life. You have to decide if you will or will not follow God. Now, that pretty much looks like the first 2 years of my grief journey. That's how long it took me to make that decision. So when I say decide if you will or will not follow God, don't pass it off as, yeah, of course I want or will follow God. This decision goes deeper. There is surrender in this decision. In deciding to follow God, you say, I trust you in the middle of the worst pain I've ever felt. You say, God, I trust that your plans are greater than mine. And though I don't understand a daggone thing that has happened here, and I have a million questions, and I'm angry, I choose to believe that you are with me in this, that you will carry me through, and that you have a future with purpose and meaning for me. You can say all this and hope or wish that it's true because you know how grief is. Some days it feels true, and some days, well, it feels anything but true. The key here is to act on that decision. What that looks like is the first two things we talked about. If you make this decision, you will pray, regardless of the words you use, or if it's through tears of anguish or tears of joy. You will read the Bible, because how else do you know what is truth? See, Satan will use this time of vulnerability to sway you, to whisper those thoughts of, man, what kind of God would do this? What kind of God would take your loved one? If God is so good, why would he allow such pain or heartache? It's just so important to read the Bible, to know and to meditate on the truth. You can choose to stay angry. You can remain in the cycle of questioning and staying confused and tired, always so tired, like I did. Or you can choose to respond with a big yes. Jesus, I will follow you no matter what. When I came to that place, and I wish it had been sooner, but when I came to that place, everything changed. The Word of God was pretty upfront about us having problems. John 16:33 says, I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. Because in this world you will have trouble. But take heart, I have overcome the world. But John 6:33 gives you the answer. In all circumstances of life, to seek ye first the kingdom of God. And John 3:16 tells you the length of what God did to call you his. Jesus rescued your life. He saved you. He hung on a cross for you. Deciding to follow Christ regardless of what happened, regardless of what it feels like, and regardless of not knowing what tomorrow holds, that will change you today. It will change your tomorrow and the trajectory. It's a big word, I know. But it will change the way your life goes from here out. Perfect submission. All is at rest. Praising my risen King all day long. The truth is that God is with you as you cry. The truth is that God is greater than your pain, your fear, or the storm you're walking through. He has plans for your future, even if you don't think you have one today. God is a refuge. He is a savior, and God is freedom. He is Jehovah Rapha, the ultimate healer. See, the choice is yours. The decision is yours to make, and you have a choice whether or not you're going to even make a decision. Don't be thrown about on the sea without an anchor. Let God be your anchor. How are you going to respond today? The word of the week is John 8:31-32. Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, if ye continue in my word, then you are disciples indeed, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Get in the word, pray, read, rise, act on those things. Don't just hope to do them. Your journey works, or the work of your journey is, join the Facebook group. You will feel welcomed and supported in a way that other people who have not been through this cannot. And we're always, always going to point you to the great physician and the true healer. You can find the link in the Grief to Great Day website or in the show notes. Another way to take a great step towards your healing is to purchase and complete the first year of Grief, How to Survive with Hope and Heal. In the first moments and year after your loved one dies, the world is flipped. This workshop is your compass. It will point you to the true north of Jesus Christ. You'll never question which way is up. On the internet and in the world, there's a million answers to what do I do now? How do I get through grief? But don't you want the one that is true? Don't you want the thing that's never going to change and will provide a firm foundation like nothing else? Now, I've called it a workshop because I want you to understand there's work to be done. There are action steps to take towards your healing. So if you're just starting your journey and you have no idea what to do, this workshop will guide and direct your steps. You will grow closer to God, even when it's hard to pray. You will work towards acceptance, even if that word makes you angry right now. And you'll know what to expect in your healing process. Buy this workshop for your journey or for someone you know needs that help. You can purchase the workshop on the website as well, grief2greatday.com. Don't forget our weekly Coffee and Kathy, our Thursday devotional episode. And if you don't have a church home, visit my church, opendoorchurch.com. Links to everything you need are, I hope you finish that sentence. They are in the show notes. Don't forget, you're not alone. This is not your forever, and God does have plans for you. Keep coming back to the house, keep sitting on the couch, and keep taking those steps towards healing. Thank you for being here today, for showing up. If this podcast has given you hope, encouragement, or helped you in any way, share it with a friend, either in a text or on your social platforms. Also, please subscribe, rate, and leave a written review on iTunes. It's a huge blessing for me to know that you're out there. Lastly, and this is important, you are not alone. Connect with me on the Grief to Great Day website, the link is below, and sign up for our free newsletters. I want to be able to pray for you by name. Remember, grief isn't something you're going to get over, but a great day is something you can get to.